This morning on WCHL, the 90-year-old Chapel Hill man missing for more than 2 days has been found. The two Pittsburgh groups butting heads over a gun range are ready to meet to lay their concerns out on the table. More than 100 people gathered on the UNC campus yesterday to honor the fallen Tar Heel, whose murder is still yet to be solved.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And a movement that's already swept Chapel Hill and Carborough, now Hillsborough is ready to solarize. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football is trying not to get out ahead of the bye week so it can use the time to prepare for an increasingly challenging schedule.
We played our best ball when we were down. We're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times when we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. You know, we'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better.
A UNC men's soccer player gets this week's top honors, and
both the NCAA and the NFL got it right for all the wrongdoing.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
65 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is wet this morning. We've got steady rain coming down, the light variety, almost like a mist. 707 at WCHL. We have a 40% chance of rain continuing for at least the first half of the day. Our high today, about 75. Yesterday at 4:58 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced it has located Richard Leslie Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 on Monday afternoon. That's according to the Chapel Hill Police Department. That released in a statement. He was transferred to UNC ER for evaluation. The 90-year-old Silva was last seen midday Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road before he went missing. He was believed to be suffering from dementia or a cognitive impairment. But again, the 90-year-old man has been found, and he is safe. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range just outside of Pittsburgh will meet with the range's owner tomorrow to discuss their differences, according to information from a spokesperson for Defending Chatham Neighborhoods. That spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and an attorney practicing in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and a potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. It's a membership-based business that offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between owner Mark Atkinson and his next-door neighbor, Seglinda Scarpa, the owner of Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 cats. Scarpa complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire after a shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels. Range 2A shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in hopes of reopening this fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown, as well as support from gun rights advocates. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty county fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta said he's not one of the three neighbors attending Wednesday's meeting between opposing parties. He told WCHL in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be simple and clear. Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it. Sunday marked the 2-year anniversary of the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. And on Monday, more than 100 people gathered at the UNC Student Union for a moment of silence to honor her memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle Hedgepeth.
Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgepeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, "Justice for Faith." Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Andy Willard is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. We're now two games into the 2014 season, but the UNC football team is still dealing with its latest controversy. Last month, Yahoo Sports broke the story of the alleged hazing of a player. Details of the incident are still uncertain, and UNC officials are still investigating. But what do students think about the situation? Mary Yunt of Carolina Connection hit the sidewalks to ask students how they felt.
The athletic department at UNC Chapel Hill is no stranger to controversy. With the university entering its fifth year of the academic investigation, you might think that student athletes are likely to be on their best behavior. The football team, however, is now under a separate investigation due to an alleged hazing incident that occurred at training camp. Yahoo Sports first reported on August 26 that redshirt first-year Jackson Boyer, a wide receiver, was hazed and assaulted by a group of his teammates, leaving him with a concussion. Head coach Larry Fedora suspended four players for the season opener last Saturday against Liberty University for a violation of team policies. What are students saying about this situation, and more importantly, how will fan morale be affected? I asked around campus to find out more.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Hebert. I'm a senior, and I think that there's a fine line between initiating new members to an organization that builds culture and camaraderie and hazing new members. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of the times people don't know how to not cross that line.
Hi, my name is Blake Porter. I'm a senior at UNC Chapel Hill, and when I learned about the new hazing scandal, I was just shocked that these players could use such poor judgment, knowing that our school is already under investigation.
Hi, my name is Amy Kalinowski. I'm from Greenville. I'm a senior here at Carolina. I do think there's value in like traditions that different clubs here have and different sports teams and whatnot, but I do think there's a level where it's not okay. The level where someone gets a concussion is probably the point where it's not okay.
Hello, my name's Cameron Robert, and I'm a senior here at UNC.
I'm David Deans. I'm a senior. I think it's a shame that there's another scandal on top of all the other ones here. Hazing, to that degree, certainly has no place in the football program, and it's just more bad publicity.
This week, Coach Fedora declined to comment on the story and said that he is done talking about it until the investigation is finished. In Chapel Hill, I'm Mary Young.
It's a radio show for students, by students, Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Again, you can hear it on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. The good news is that Americans are saving more than ever for college. The bad news is that the average amount still isn't enough to cover 1 year at a four-year public university. The College Savings Plan Network says the average 529 college savings plan is worth about $20,671. That's almost double since 2008, when the country was in the grips of the recession. The size increase in 529 accounts appears to be the result of both a healthier stock market and an ability of many Americans to save more. The group said in a report released recently that contributions jumped from $16.5 billion in 2009 to $22.5 billion in 2013. The nation now has some $244 billion in assets managed under 529 plans. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsborough on Wednesday with a kickoff event at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsborough is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsborough is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carborough, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsborough event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County. And you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsborough in this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Researchers from the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center in Chapel Hill studied 8 genes that could slow down cell proliferation in breast cancer patients. Michael Gatza, a postdoctoral fellow at UNC, says these genes, also known as drivers, are responsible for the development of cancerous cells.
These are genes that are responsible for driving tumor development or for causing cells to proliferate abnormally. They're normally expressed at lower levels in normal tissue, but in a tumor, they may be expressed aberrantly at a much higher level.
Gatza and his fellow researchers want to develop a drug to target the most prevalent type of breast cancer.
And so what we believe this could turn into is an opportunity where if we could develop a drug against these particular genes, then we could selectively kill or inhibit the proliferation of those cells that are overexpressing.
But they believe their research will also be effective in other types of cancers. Drugs that battle one of the genes they studied have been successful in halting lymphoma in mouse models and could potentially have positive effects in breast cancer patients as well.
So our study was specifically in breast cancer, but we believe the strategies that we used could be applied, and they're in fact are being applied to other types of tumors right now.
The team published its research online in Nature Genetics. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. We'll start with traffic. Here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still wet out there. We saw a lot of rain before our yesterday morning commute, and the rain has continued to fall. Getting us ready for this morning commute. It's not as wet today, but still some spots that you might see some slippery roadways, so be on the lookout for that. 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing the usual spotty delays at this time. Nothing major, just minor to moderate slowdowns there. I-40 moving fairly smoothly right now. No accidents being reported and no additional delays at this time. But if you see anything all day long as you travel, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior, and we hope that you will. You can call us at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Or how you communicate with us, though, we ask you to do it safely.
And we hear from them all the time.
That we do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is 65 degrees, cloudy skies, 40% chance of rain or drizzle, mainly this morning. Our high today about 75 degrees, but as Rand said, it is really wet out there. A lot of light rain falling all night long and still coming down. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain or drizzle, overnight low 65. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, a little better day tomorrow. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. Not only not a big chance of rain, but also a lot warmer temperatures coming tomorrow. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
A Winston-Salem City Council committee is to consider whether to offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners. Local media outlets reported the proposal is on the agenda for tonight's meeting of a council committee in Winston-Salem. But city officials say they already are offering benefits to those who have been married anywhere in the country where same-sex marriages are legal. Human Resources Director Carmen Carruth wrote employees last month telling them the city would recognize marriage licenses from any state or U.S. jurisdiction. Carruth cited a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that overturned a gay marriage ban in Virginia and a recent statement by North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper that he would no longer defend the marriage amendment to the state constitution. It's otherwise known as Amendment 1. That amendment was approved in 2012. And in news around town this morning, with the conflict in Israel continuing to rage, Chapel Hill's Kehillah Synagogue is offering a 3-part speaker series this fall called Varying Perspectives on Israel. The first lecture in the series will be tomorrow night at 7:30. New Republic senior editor John Judas will be the guest speaker. His new book, Genesis, examines the role played by American Jews in founding the State of Israel after World War II. Kehillah Synagogue is located at 1200 Mason Marm Road in Chapel Hill. 7:20 WCHL, time for championship sports. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora is glad his Tar Heels are 2-0, but knows there's a need for improvement with a very tough schedule looming after the bye week Got East Carolina followed by Clemson. For now, the Carolina skipper is preaching fundamentals on the practice field in the hope that the talented Tar Heels can crack their untapped potential. Here's WCHL's Matt Oakes with the report.
Missed tackles and blown assignments plagued the Carolina defense Saturday night against San Diego State. In lieu of the erratic play, Coach Fedora says the team will be spending some extra time shoring up the basics this week.
That concerns you. It always does. And so, we'll have to go back to the fundamentals this week. And when I say that, that does not mean that we have not been practicing fundamentals. That just means we've got to go back and really work hard on the fundamentals.
Despite the sloppiness, Coach Fedora says he's most pleased with the fighting spirit he's observed in his team 2 weeks into the young season.
We made enough plays to win a game, and that's all it boiled down to, is our guys made the plays when we had to make the plays. And so I give our team credit for their, how they persevered throughout the entire game. They were positive. We had great energy on that sideline. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were frustrated. They fought and fought until they got it done.
The Tar Heels rallied from a 14-point deficit in the second half against the Aztecs and trailed Liberty in the opening week of play before turning it on in the third quarter. Junior starting quarterback Marquise Williams leads UNC in rushing yards up to this point, but with a talented stable of running backs that includes sophomore TJ Logan and freshman Elijah Hood, Coach Fedora says that needs to change.
It's critical. I mean, anytime we can run the football, we're going to be a better football team, and we were not having success in that first half running the football.
Slow first half starts, especially by the offense, have become an issue for this UNC squad, but Coach Fedora says he'd rather the guys play their best brand of football in the latter stages of the game than the other way around.
That's not concerning for me. I think that's a great thing. I mean, that we played our best ball when we were down. I'm going to tell you, I would much rather have it that way than the other way, that you don't play your best ball when you're down. We're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times when we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. We'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better.
There isn't a more opportune time to get better than in the bye week. With no opponent to worry about this Saturday, the Tar Heels are afforded the chance to focus on themselves.
We're not where we want to be right now, but we're 2-0, and that's the biggest thing right now. We're going into an open week. We can get some guys healed up, and we can continue to get better in all three phases, because we haven't anywhere gotten close to our potential.
Not close, not yet. But an open week spent addressing core issues and weaknesses may do wonders for a UNC team that has scraped its way to a 2-0 mark, but has slid down to number 25 in the most recent coaches poll and dropped out altogether of the AP rankings. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Cam Newton will start the team's home opener this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. The two-time Pro Bowl quarterback was held out of Carolina's win on Sunday at Tampa Bay with fractured ribs, but backup Derek Anderson stepped in and did a fine job, throwing for 230 yards and a couple of touchdowns in a 20-14 victory. Newton is expected to return to practice tomorrow after his streak of 48 consecutive starts was snapped. Rivera says keeping Newton out against Tampa Bay was one of the toughest decisions he'd ever had to make, but doctors had told him it would make a huge difference in Newton's recovery. For Anderson, it'll be back to the bench. He hadn't started a game since 2010, but helped the Panthers win their first season opener under Rivera and first overall since 2008. Again, the Panthers will take on Detroit in Charlotte this coming weekend. The Lions, meanwhile, were really impressive last night with a big win over the New York Giants. UNC men's soccer senior forward Andy Craven was named the College Soccer News National Player of the Week on Monday. The St. Simon Island, Georgia native was a difference maker in leading Carolina to a pair of 1-0 road victories this past weekend. For his efforts, he was also selected to the College Soccer News National Team of the Week. Craven scored the game winner in each match, beginning with a late first half goal on Friday night in the 1-0 victory over Old Dominion in Norfolk. He produced the game's deciding goal on Sunday as well in the 1-0 victory at VCU in Richmond. Craven has 3 goals and 3 game winners so far in 2014. The 3-1 Tar Heels moved up to number 3 in the latest College Soccer News poll, also released yesterday. North Carolina will begin ACC play this Friday against Pittsburgh in Chapel Hill. Match time 7 p.m. on ESPN3. And Jamie Loeb, the top-ranked collegiate women's tennis player in the country, headlines 5 North Carolina women's tennis players included in the ITA Division I women's preseason rankings released on Monday. Additionally, this select selections for the 2014 Riviera ITA Women's All-American Championships were also released. The Riviera singles field is led by Loeb, the defending champion, who starts the year as the number one player in the 2014 ITA Division I National Women's Singles Rankings. Loeb went 53-4 last season, winning both Riviera and the USTA ITA National Indoor Intercollegiate Championships during a banner freshman campaign. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. It's 7:26.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Both the NCAA and the NFL got it right for all the wrongdoing. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The penalties in two high-profile off-the-field cases were altered this week, causing great debate and criticism among the public and media. I think the right calls were made in both of them, the Penn State sanctions stemming from the Jerry Sandusky sexual abuse scandal and the Ray Rice domestic violence charge. The NCAA reduced a bowl ban against Penn State, making the Nittany Lions eligible for postseason play immediately. 10 of their lost scholarships were restored, and the other 10 will be so next year, giving Penn State back the full complement of 85 in football. And the $60 million fine imposed on the school will remain under the control of the Pennsylvania state government, which means it was effectively dropped too. The Sandusky scandal was the worst imaginable in college sports, and it went on for years right under the collective noses of the late Joe Paterno, his coaching staff, and security personnel. Whether they missed it completely or turned their heads to save the reputation of Penn State football, it was all reprehensible. But it was a criminal case for which Sandusky is serving life in prison, and many people believe the NCAA overstepped its bounds in meting out such harsh penalties. No one involved is still there, and the school has already instituted 115 of the 120 resulting recommendations. Why continue penalizing the current football players and coaches who had nothing to do with it? In Ray Rice's case, a new video of what happened inside the elevator at the Las Vegas casino last February was made public, and Rice was immediately released by the Baltimore Ravens as suspended indefinitely by the National Football League. Whether that should have happened before or how the NFL was just seeing the video now is clearly debatable, and Commissioner Roger Goodell will have to answer those questions. But with the NFL's newly instituted policy on domestic violence against women, it seems hard to believe that anyone was covering it up and going light on Rice, who originally received a 2-game suspension. Clearly, he should be out of football until he answers for the criminal charges and has proven unequivocally to be rehabilitated. In both cases, it was never too late to make the right call. This is Archansky. See ya.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering a buy two, get one free sale on our natural Wolfgang Bakery treat bags. And check out our grooming special, which features a free teeth cleaning with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the most advanced products and procedures for facial anti-aging. Our newest addition, FDA-approved Juvederm Voluma, is the latest injectable facial filler to instantly add volume to the cheek area. It gives you a subtle lift, helping to restore contour and reveal a more youthful profile for up to 2 years. Overseen by board-certified dermatologists, the providers at Carolina MediSpa are specially trained to find the treatment that is right for you. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com and get the lift you've been looking for.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and/or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 65 this morning in Carrboro. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Grenville Jewelers. It's going to be cloudy all day, 40% chance of rain or drizzle, mainly this morning. High today about 75 degrees. It's important to point out that it's very wet out there this morning. We've had a lot of overnight rain, mostly the really light variety, almost like a mist out there, and it's supposed to stop in the middle of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, still a slight chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s, and tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. After the second video showed Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice in an elevator throwing a left into the head of his then-fiancée, the Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, says there was a front office meeting.
We came to the decision that we came to release Ray.
And the NFL then suspended Ray Rice indefinitely. CBS's James Brown.
There is a chance whether or not it's probable or not remains to be seen, but because he was suspended indefinitely, he is allowed to apply for reinstatement later.
New York Times sports columnist William Roden says the NFL had originally given Rice just a 2-game suspension.
That's what's sort of sad. You have to be embarrassed. You had to be embarrassed into doing the right thing.
The NFL says that second video shown on TMZ was not available to the league.
We find out that Roger Goodell knew about this video and saw it. You really have to start thinking about impeachment, because this is completely it's beyond unacceptable.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is wet this morning. 40% chance of more rain today. Look for a high today of 75. I'm Rod Stutz. Yesterday at 4:58 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced it had located Richard Leslie Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 on Monday afternoon. That's according to the Chapel Hill Police statement. He was transported to UNCR for evaluation. The 90-year-old man was last seen midday Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road before he went missing. He was believed to be suffering from dementia or a cognitive impairment. Again, that search lasted more than 2 days. And finally, he was found yesterday shortly before 5 p.m. and reportedly safe. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range just outside Pittsboro in Chatham County will meet with the range's owner on Wednesday to discuss their differences, according to information from a spokesperson for Defending Chatham Neighborhoods. That spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and an attorney who practices in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and a potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off Silk Hoke Gum Springs Road. It's a membership-based business and offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between owner Mark Atkinson and his next-door neighbor, Seglenda Scarpa, the owner of Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 cats. Scarpa complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire. After a shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels, Range 2A shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in hopes of reopening in the fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown, but so has support from gun rights advocates. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty county fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta said he's not one of the three neighbors attending Wednesday's meeting between the opposing parties. He told WCHL in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be, quoting here, "Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it." Sunday marked the 2-year anniversary of the murder of UNC student Faith Danielle Hedspeth. And on Monday, more than 100 people gathered at the student union on the UNC campus for a moment of silence to honor Hedgepeth's memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle Hedgepeth.
Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgepeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, "Justice for Faith." Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure, we will know who did this to her, and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Andy Willard is a reporter with Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL each Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsboro tomorrow with a kickoff event at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsboro is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsboro is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carrboro, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsboro event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County. And you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsboro in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Some very important research work going on at the UNC Longbreaker Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's always the case. Researchers there studied 8 genes that could slow down cell proliferation in breast cancer patients. Michael Gatza, a postdoctoral fellow at Carolina, says these genes, also known as drivers, are responsible for the development of cancerous cells.
These are genes that are responsible for driving tumor development or for causing cells to proliferate abnormally. They're normally expressed at lower levels in normal tissue, but in a tumor they may be expressed aberrantly at a much higher level.
Gatza and his fellow researchers want to develop a drug to target the most prevalent type of breast cancer.
And so what we believe this could turn into is an opportunity where if we could develop a drug against these particular genes, that we could selectively kill or inhibit the proliferation of those cells that are overexpressing.
But they believe their research will also be effective in other types of cancers. Drugs that battle one of the genes they studied have been successful in stopping lymphoma in mouse models and could potentially have positive effects in breast cancer patients as well.
So our study was specifically in breast cancer, but we believe the strategies that we used could be applied, and they, in fact, are being applied to other types of tumors right now.
The team published its research online in Nature Genetics. And you probably heard this story on CBS just a little while ago. A Virginia woman says she doesn't understand the fuss over her 96-year-old mother's recent marriage. After all, she says anybody who wants to get married must have a little dementia. She was joking, of course, but the courts aren't amused by the marriage this year of 96-year-old Edith Hill and 95-year-old Eddie Harrison. And the couple's status as newlyweds is now uncertain. Hill was declared legally incapacitated by the courts several years ago after a doctor said she suffered from dementia. And a judge says the marriage should not have occurred without permission of the court. He removed Hill's daughter, Rebecca Wright of Annandale, from her role as her mother's guardian in large part because of this marriage. Now, a new guardian has been appointed who will decide whether the marriage will be allowed to stand. Something just doesn't seem right about that. I don't know. 7:39 at WCHL.
That's an interesting one.
It really is.
One of those
is.
That makes you go, huh.
One of those things that makes you go,
Yeah.
Remember that old song? Things that make you go,
Yeah, I do remember that.
Arsenio Hall used to talk about that all the time, too. Arsenio Hall!
Who is back on the late night TV.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I like Arsenio. I like some of the stuff he did with... I like that movie he did with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Great movie.
That was a really good one. I enjoyed that one.
Really funny movie.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening today? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rand Northam, of course.
Well,
what's happening at Chapelboro?
At Chapelboro today, we've got the missing piece of our foodie scene. Mm-hmm. Matt Bailey, who is a regular commentator here on WCHL, writes about, I'm probably going to butcher this, but creme de violet? Creme de violet?
That's close.
Creme de violet? Creme de violet?
No, it's creme de Violet.
Creme de Violet?
Believe.
Sure.
Yeah, he had a commentary recently.
Yeah, he's talking about a craft cocktail revival. Mm-hmm. And you'll want to check that out. That, again, the missing piece of our foodie scene. Arts Angle talks about the steamy and striped Keenan Stadium and just how that game went. He recaps that, and it was a steamy one. Lots of heat and humidity, not like we're having now. It has cooled off quite a bit.
But, oh, man.
The stripe out worked really well, too. I'm going to be honest. I was a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Just because it wasn't one where, like in the Dean Smith Center, where they laid out the shirts on everybody's chair and you could just wear your shirt. This is one where people had to actually go and see what section they were in, put that that color on, and wear that to the game. And it worked really well.
They
showed up right.
I'm not sure exactly how they did it, but they got the word out.
Yeah.
Somehow, what shirt you were supposed to wear. And,
exactly.
And they put online pictures of the stadium with the appropriate color for whatever section you were in.
Exactly.
And most people paid attention
to
it.
They sure did.
Yeah. So
you're always going to get those people who just don't care anyway. But but most people did it. It was great. Bravo.
What was really cool was the tar pit.
Yes.
I mean, everything was all black there.
All tarred out.
Students were in there. It was, before the game, it was full.
Yeah.
I mean, it was noisy, and it really did have an effect on the game.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think they were forced to call a timeout during their opening series because they just couldn't hear.
Right.
And it was so loud down there. I love seeing that, man.
I do too.
That's big-time college football right there.
That's right.
We need that.
Yeah. And in our photo galleries today, we've got the Music Fest at Cat's Cradle. Of course, Cat's Cradle is known for its wonderful music scene, but a Music Fest at Cat's Cradle that you want to check out. Susan Murray and crew there to take some great photos. Now, also today, outside of Chapelboro, today is the big Apple Day. Ron, are you excited for the unveil of the iPhone 6 and potentially the iWatch?
I really couldn't care less, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm excited. I'm a tech nut, so I'm excited to see what iPhone is coming out with. And this iWatch sounds really interesting because you could potentially be wearing your watch, your iWatch. They haven't announced that that's what they're going to call it, but you can only imagine that that's what they're going to call it. You're going to be wearing your iWatch, and you can make a purchase from that watch while you're in a store.
There are people who will stand in line for hours in the middle of the night trying to be the first to get the latest technology.
Now that I think is stupid.
I really don't care.
I'm really excited because my contract actually expires next month. I think the middle of next month.
Well, that's
which is absolutely perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because by then they've at least gotten rid of the major glitches of the new phone. And and you know I'll pick it up then, maybe. I don't know. Last year or 2 years ago when they came out with the iPhone 5, I did the same thing. I was like, oh, it's perfect timing.
Yeah.
I went to the store and I bought the 4 because it was $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do the same thing. I'll get the 5 this time around and I'll just keep following that trend, which is perfectly fine. But it's interesting though. I'm always interested to see what they did.
Yeah, really. But, interesting timing for sure.
Yeah. But back to Chapelboro, you can find it all on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Well, thank you so much for passing all the latest news and technology to us. And we have sort of like Jeff Danner in here yesterday engineers into musicians.
I'm not quite to that level.
I think what would be even more of a challenge would be turning musicians into engineers.
True.
Oh, boy. 744 at WCHL. Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That's next.
Hi, this is Tracy Wright and Wendy Thompson with Tony Hall & Associates, the power of two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Do you ever ask yourself, how can I get ahead and improve my life for myself and my children?
An excellent way to do this in our area is to purchase a home, whether for investment or as your primary residence.
Call the Power of Two, Wendy and Tracy, and let us help you.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Coleman, Antoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite. Our expert tax tips help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Though trusts are now subject to a higher ordinary income rate and capital gains rate, there are ways to soften the blow of higher taxes on trust income. Three key strategies are to use grants or trusts so that the trust itself avoids taxation, change your investment strategy to tax-exempt or tax-deferred investments, and distribute income to beneficiaries in lower tax brackets. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Antoon & Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Mayor. 7:46 at WCHL. Coming up in just a few minutes, today's WCHL hometown hero is Carolina legend Phil Ford. We'll tell you why in just a few minutes.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its environmental business initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have just completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average-sized homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. Combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water? Or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the most advanced products and procedures for facial anti-aging. Our newest addition, FDA-approved Juvederm Voluma, is the latest injectable facial filler to instantly add volume to the cheek area. It gives you a subtle lift, helping to restore contour and reveal a more youthful profile for up to 2 years. Overseen by board-certified dermatologists, the providers at Carolina MediSpa are specially trained to find the treatment that is right for you. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com and get the lift you've been looking for.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
It's been the perfect Southern summer in Chapel Hill's Southern Village. And as we bring this summer to a close, we're celebrating in grand fashion. Sunday, September 21st, we'll be holding a food truck rodeo from 3 to 8 p.m., including your favorite local food trucks, a beer van, desserts, and more. The cherry on top? Live music from legendary North Carolina beach band, the Nomads. So come have yourself a real Southern summer. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, where I had dinner last night. Now, here is Rand Northam.
Very nice. Well, traffic moving fairly smoothly right now in through many of the major thoroughfares as 15501 northbound and southbound. You are seeing a couple slight delays and a little heavier now than usual between Raleigh Road and Columbia, so be on the lookout there. That's in both directions. Spotty delays. We are seeing an accident right now on I-40. This is on actually Fayetteville Street at I-40, so it's not directly causing any slowdowns to I-40 itself, but you might see some slowdowns right around that area. So if that's Fayetteville Street at I-40, be on the lookout there. That is right around the South Point area, so definitely a high-traveled area. Another accident to let you know about is out near the NC-54 and I-40 area on the eastern side, more towards Raleigh. This is at I-540. We're seeing an accident. It's near I-540, so be on the lookout for that, but it's on Chapel Hill Road, so it is directly on NC-54, Chapel Hill Road, right around I-540, so be on the lookout there. Again, no major connections to I-40 seeing any problems right now, but you might see those delays just around those areas. And NC-54 Raleigh Road between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing some minor to moderate delays as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL at WCHL Chapelboro, excuse me. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, Rand, you might want to know that Freddie Kiger's coming in to do the clean joke again today.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
That's on the way coming up on WCHL. And this traffic report has been brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 66 degrees, cloudy, 40% chance of more rain or drizzle, mainly in the first half of the day. We've had quite a lot of rain overnight, kind of the light misting variety. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain or drizzle, low 65. And then tomorrow, better day, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. 753 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the inimitable Wayne Pond. There's only one like him in the world. How are you this morning, Wayne?
There you go again with that name calling.
Well, it's a positive thing, though.
Oh, Ron, boy, I love you. I love it when you use big words like inimitable. Blah, 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 blah.
Well,
all right, here we go. The word of the day. I got a dandy for you this morning, old friend.
I hope so.
Word of the day is patina. Patina, P as in Paul, P-A-T-I-N-A. P, again, P as in Paul, P-A-T-I-N-A. According to the wordsmith, this is a word that comes into English. Actually, the Italians started using it. Derived from ancient, what would it have been, Latin, I suppose, around the 17th or 18th century, and then it comes into English not too much after that. Patina is it's a film formed on copper and bronze by exposure to moist air. It's often green in color, and according to the wordsmith again, it has some sort of aesthetic value, that green coloration. Mm. It also means a surface appearance of something which has grown beautiful, especially with age or use. So I suppose that would be you, wouldn't it, Ron? You'd be the patina of all disc jockeys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It could mean also What is the word I was searching for? I was getting ready to say it, and it just went right out of my head. Oh, veneer.
I think you're certainly in the same ballpark, mm-hmm. if not on the same bench, if not coaching the same team.
All right, well, good. I think we're on the same page.
Let's use a Chansky metaphor for that one, shall we?
Love it, yeah. Sounds good. Hey, listen,
all right, patina.
Yeah.
A green film formed on copper or bronze mm-hmm. by exposure to metal, or a surface appearance mm-hmm. that has grown more beautiful and lovely with age, again, just like Ronstadt's.
Yeah,
well, man, I hope you have a good day. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You got it. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Welcome to call anyone else. Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:56.
Gentlemen, it is time now for the clean joke of the day, and look who's back. It's Freddie Kiger.
I have nothing else to do.
You just hang around the studio all day.
Exactly. Just hope you guys open the door and wave, like, come on in.
Well, I got a cot in my office if you'd like to go back there.
Okay, all right.
Just lie down.
All right.
But I know that you are here to do another clean joke of the day.
I will make every attempt. This one could be on the fringe.
I'm going to try really hard. This one's going to be on the fringe?
Well, it could be.
As if your others haven't been?
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
45 years ago, the Army drafted Willis James. On his first day in basic, the Army issued him a comb. That afternoon, an Army barber sheared off all of his hair.
Uh-huh.
On his second day, the Army issued Willis a toothbrush.
Right.
That afternoon, the Army dentist pulled 7 of his teeth. On the third day, the Army issued him an athletic supporter. The Army has been looking for Willis for 45 years.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Phil Ford is a Tar Heel and always will be, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero. Everybody started loving you when you got to Carolina, started as a freshman and led the Tar Heels to the 1975 ACC Tournament Championship, and then you went on from there to have just a stellar career at Carolina.
Well, that's very nice of you, Wood, but I wouldn't use the term led because there were guys on our team named Walter Davis, John Kuster, Tommy Ligard, Mitch Kupchak. Of course, Coach Smith did such a tremendous job with us that year.
Typical modest Phil Ford. All you got to do is hold up 4 fingers, and everybody knows that means the 4 corners, which a lot of people call the Ford corners. Phil, you were drafted number 2 in the 1978 NBA draft, Rookie of the Year, 1979. You retired from there in 1985 and began a banking career, and then you started a coaching career.
A young guy from Rocky Mount, North Carolina that grew up and wanted to be a pro athlete and to come to the school that I pulled for growing up in Rocky Mount to play at North Carolina, then to play in the NBA. I was truly blessed. You said I was a banker for a couple of years and joined the staff at North Carolina in 1988. My time as a coach in North Carolina was just unbelievable. I can never go back and think of anything that I would have enjoyed doing more than coaching at North Carolina.
Phil went on to coach for a time in the NBA as well, and now you are doing some things that are very near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that.
The Phil Ford Foundation fights childhood obesity. I had a camp over in the western part of the state and got very close to a youngster there who was obese, and he tried so hard, and he was just limited in what he could do. And my cousin and I got together and decided to start a foundation, and we chose childhood obesity. And the name of Dr. Ileana Perrin came up, and a doctor at the North Carolina Children's Hospital here, and we've worked closely with North Carolina Children's Hospital since then.
And you also do some motivational speaking.
I enjoy speaking to young kids about things that have happened to me in my life. I just finished a children's book. It's titled The Kid Who Couldn't Dunk. And I thought it would be motivational to some youngsters. I had some success as a basketball player, and I've never dunked. And everybody thinks now dunking is the epitome of being a basketball player. So hopefully it'll motivate some young kids.
Which is just...
I've really never dunked.
Well, thank you for doing everything that you do. And if anybody wants to find out more about what Phil Ford is doing, go to philfordbasketball.com.
And thank you for your friendship through all these years, Ron John.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
A shocking video, a player in the NFL.
There was no choice that either the Ravens or the league had.
The breach at Home Depot.
60 million cards may be affected.
Thousands of kids suffering.
The virus has struck the Midwest pretty hard. I think it's going to spread throughout the country.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Football star Ray Rice is a man without a team this morning, a pariah after new video surfaced showing him throwing the punch that knocked out his then-fiancée last winter inside an Atlantic City casino elevator. Hours after it emerged, Rice was cut by the Baltimore Ravens and suspended indefinitely by the NFL. Ravens coach John Harbaugh.
It's something we saw for the first time, you know, all of us. And it changed things, of course. You know, it made things a little bit different.
Initially, Rice had been suspended 2 games for the incident, a punishment criticized by many for being too lenient. CBS's James Brown joins us. He's host of the NFL Today. Where does this now leave the league?
Hey, Steve, I think this is a story that's going to continue because there's so many questions still being raised about, did the league know that this videotape existed? Did they aggressively try to get it? All I can say is that we saw enough, even with the aftermath of the video that we did have, to know that there are no circumstances under which a man is supposed to put his hand on a woman to allegedly knock her out.
Now, the NFL did institute new penalties late last month. What about Commissioner Goodell? Is his future in doubt in any way because of all this?
Look, I find it very hard to believe that given his track record, even though those folks could rightfully question why is he judge, jury, and executioner, I refuse to believe that he would have consciously, intentionally not taken a look at the video if he knew it existed to make a decision.
And JB, what about Ray Rice? Is a comeback out of the question at any point?
No, technically he will be allowed to appeal for reinstatement because the wording is that he was suspended indefinitely. So yes, he can appeal for reinstatement later.
James Brown, thanks very much. Home Depot's confirmed it was the victim of a big data breach. Let's go live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
It might be the biggest data breach yet, former cybercrime prosecutor Mark Rash.
If you shopped at Home Depot anytime since April, then there's a possibility that your credit card numbers were compromised.
60 million cards used at Home Depot's 2,000-plus stores in the U.S. and Canada may have been affected. The breach was detected after batches of stolen card numbers linked to Home Depot turned up on the black market.